కృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధర శ్రీ శ్రీ రాధకృష్ణ గోపాల శ్యామ పునరావృతం శ్రీ వృందావన సమగ్రత భక్తుని జాగోపేమనంది ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ
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 కృష్ణ సర్వేశ్వర భక్తురాంగ స్వామి నామనే నమస్తే సరస్వత దేవ గౌరవాణి ప్రచోదనే నిర్విశేషుని శ్రీకృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభునంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధర శివస్తి గౌరవార్థ హరే కృష్ణ కృష్ణ హరే 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 రామ 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 హరే ప్రేమ ప్రక్షిణ
బ్రహ్మణి
పరమాత్మని
పరమాత్మని
బ్రహ్మరుద్రౌ
బ్రహ్మరుద్రౌ
భూతాని
భూతాని
వేదే
ఆజ్ఞో
పశ్యతి
అనుపశ్యతి
తస్మిన్ బ్రహ్మ ద్వితీయే
తస్మిన్ బ్రహ్మణే ద్వితీయే
కేవలే పరమాత్మని
కేవలే పరమాత్మని
బ్రహ్మరుద్రౌ చ భూతాని
బ్రహ్మరుద్రౌ చ భూతాని పరమాత్మని బ్రహ్మరుద్రభూతాని బ్రహ్మరుద్రభూతాని పశ్యతి తస్మిన్ అద్వితీయే కేవలే పరమాత్మని బ్రహ్మరుద్రభూతాని వేదేనాత్మోపశ్యతి. పరమాత్మని సూపర్ సోల్ బ్రహ్మరుద్రౌ బ్రహ్మన్ శివ భూతని సెపరేషన్ అజ్ఞ one who is not properly conversant
anupasthiti translation of Lord continue one who is not in proper knowledge thinks that demigods like Brahma and Shiva are independent or he thinks that the living entities are independent purport of living entities including Brahma are not independently separated but are encountered within the marginal potency of the Supreme Lord the Supreme Lord being the super soul in every living entity including Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva is directly everything is directing everyone in the activities of the material modes of nature. No one can act independently of the sanction of the Lord, and therefore indirectly no one is different from the Supreme Person, certainly not Brahma and Rudra, who are incarnations of the material nature's modes of passion and ignorance. 53, a person with average intelligence does not think the head and other parts of the body separate. Similarly, my devotee does not differentiate Vishnu, all pervading personality of God, from anything or any living entity. Therefore, whenever there is disease in any part of the body, the whole body takes care of the ailing part. Similar devotees' oneness is manifested in his compassion for all conditioned souls. Bhagavad Gita says, Pandita Samadarshana, those who learn to see everyone's condition conditional like people. Devotees are compassionate to every conditional soul, and therefore they are known as aparakya. Because devotees are learned and know that every living entity is part and parcel of the Supreme Lord, they preach Krishna consciousness to everyone so that everyone may be happy. If a particular part of the body is diseased, the whole attention of the body goes to that part. Similarly, devotees care for any person who is forgetful of Krishna and therefore in material consciousness. The equal vision of the devotee is that he works to get all living entities back to the Godhead. The Lord continued, one who does not consider Brahma, Vishnu, Shiva, or the living entities in general to be separate from the Supreme and knows Brahman actually realizes peace. Others do not. Therefore, two words are very significant in this verse. Trayanam indicates three, namely Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva, and Vishnu. Vida means different. They are three, and therefore they are separate, but at the same time they are one. This is the philosophy of simultaneous oneness and difference, which is called the Chintaveda Tattva. The example given in the Brahma Samhita is that milk and yogurt are simultaneously one and different. Both are milk, but the yogurt has become change. In order to achieve real peace, one should see everything and every living entity, including Lord Brahma and Shiva, as non-different from the Supreme Personality of Godhead. No one is independent. Every one of us is an expansion of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This accounts for unity and diversity. There are diverse manifestations, but at the same time they are one in Vishnu. Everything is an expansion of Vishnu's energy. The Lord continued, one who is not in proper knowledge thinks that demigods like Brahma and Shiva are independent, or even thinks that living entities are independent. A person with average intelligence does not think the head and other parts of the body to be separate. Similarly, devotee does not differentiate Vishnu, the all-pervading personality of God, from anything or any living entity. One who does not consider Brahma, Shiva, and Vishnu, or the living entities in general, to be separate from the Supreme and knows Brahma, actually realizes peace. Others do not. So here the Lord is speaking of non-duality. Everything is one with the Supreme Lord, which was his first statement. Brahma, Shiva, and Vishnu are all the same. At the same time, we do understand that there is difference because he is speaking to them separately. As individuals, he's talking to the Devatas, Shiva, and Brahma. So therefore the meaning of the statement that they are non-different is not an absolute statement. At the same time, he is saying that one must see this non-difference of Vishnu and everything else. So this is an advantage to see the oneness. On the other hand, we often speak of seeing oneness as miserable. In other words, to identify everything as Brahman and to dissolve the living entity's identity, we consider that to be unfortunate. But here we see the Lord is saying the opposite. It is very nice, it is praiseworthy to understand that everything is one with the Lord. So what is the difference in these two visions? The vision of oneness is rejected by devotees when it means absolute non-difference. And that is, the jiva's identity completely disappears and only Brahman exists. That is condemned. If we see oneness between the Lord and all living entities, while the Lord maintains his independent form and activities and qualities, and the jivas and devatas maintain theirs, then there is no problem for that. Rather, it is praiseworthy. And so one type of oneness is condemned, that is the absolute oneness of Brahman, since by doing that one eliminates bhakti. And the other type of oneness is encouraged. We will see a very elevated position of oneness in the Uttamadhikari. This is described in the Bhagavatam in the 11th canto. So the Uttamadhikari sees everything as one. So we may think, well, that sounds like he's entered into Brahman. How can he be a devotee? But the explanation is that his oneness is when he sees everything, he thinks of the Supreme Lord. So everything is related to the Supreme Lord, even if it is material. He sees it in relation to the Supreme Lord, not as some independent object for his enjoyment. So everything he sees is related to the Lord because of his prema. So he sees everything in terms of Krishna and Krishna's prema. So that's how he sees everything in the material world. So there's oneness in that sense, that everything is related to the Supreme Lord. So he will even see the demons in relation to the Supreme Lord. He will see somehow or other the demons are also serving the Lord. So he will treat everybody equally. He sees no differences. Whereas the Madhyamadikari does see difference. He sees demons and devotees and favorable people, unfavorable people, etc. The Madhyamadikari doesn't see any difference. He sees everything in terms of Krishna's prema. That is a very elevated type of oneness. We will also see this oneness mentioned in other places in the Bhagavad Gita, in, let's say, chapter 12, when talking of the devotee, he also sees oneness. So we have to understand this oneness again is not the oneness of impersonal liberation, but rather to see everything in relation to the Supreme Lord. So by doing so, we understand the Lord is the principal object, and everything else is dependent. We don't see anything independent of the Lord. This is how, of course, Madhva takes statements of oneness in the Shruti. That is, says oneness in the Shruti means simply everything is dependent upon the Supreme Lord. That's all it means. It does not mean they're one thing, only that the Lord controls, ultimately controls everything. So we have oneness of Brahma and Shiva with Vishnu because Vishnu controls them. They in no way merge into him at any time. The Jiva, Brahma, or even the form of Shiva, that's a spiritual form. So they don't merge into the Lord and disappear. They're not one in that sense. So the only possible oneness is that of a relationship in which Vishnu is the controller and other two are the control. So that same oneness can be applied to the rest of the jivas in the material world and even to matter. So therefore all the jivas are one with the Lord and matter is one with the Lord also, because the Lord controls everything. Because he has final control over everything, therefore everything is one with the Lord. And nothing can disobey the Supreme Lord. So that is the type of oneness that is spoken of here, not absolute oneness. So this is, of course, the idea of difference being eternal. Jivas are eternal, the Lord is eternal, matter is eternal. So there are distinctions in this way. So we can, of course, extend that oneness a little further and say not just control, the Lord controls everything, but we can also apply the idea of Shakti and Shaktiman being non-different. The Shakti is non-different from the Lord, so therefore this relationship is one of control, at the same time being an emanation or the source being the Lord. Everything has a relationship of oneness with the Lord, because the Lord is a source as well, not just control, but he's the source of everything. In this way there's oneness also. But though there is oneness in that sense, this oneness is not to obliterate the individuality of the jivas, but rather to show the all-encompassing nature of the Supreme Lord. In relation to the jivas, that oneness also is manifest in another way, not just control. And that is through bhakti. So if the jiva develops bhakti, and the Lord also has bhakti, when the bhakti turns into prema in the jiva, and we have the Lord with prema, we have great similarity there. So because of that relationship of prema, they become one. And the Lord actually becomes controlled by the devotee. So therefore we see the differences become minimal when the relationship is very, very strong. So in that sense there's a oneness also. This is particularly true of Krishna because the boundaries of formal relationship disappear. Devotees do not see Krishna as God. So therefore that oneness becomes quite evident in Krishna. So, therefore, in terms of bhakti also, there's a sense of oneness and the love between the Krishna and the devotees. So, the Lord here, of course, is speaking in a very general way about the relationship of everything to the Supreme Lord. So, though the devas and Brahma and Shiva, sages, there, Prajapatis are all there. The Lord is announcing His supreme position, but in a very, not a proud way. And therefore, He talks about oneness, even though it means dependence on the Lord. That oneness also implies a relationship. So in other words, due to the relationship, there is not a sense of authoritarianism or absolute control on the part of the Supreme Lord. So therefore he expresses himself in terms of oneness here rather than say, I am the supreme controller of everybody here. So this allows for a relationship of love between the Lord and all of the persons present here.
Sees oneness in everything, then what happens to the Achintya Bheda Vedita? What happens to the Achintya Bheda Vedita?
Well, that's eternal. And there's oneness anyway, in the sense of absolute control of the Supreme Lord. And the difference is always there also. So the devotee sees oneness, but he does not become the Lord in any sense of eternal. So there's still duality.
Sometimes it's difficult to see everyone is equal. But it's hard to differentiate between those who may be the part and parcel of the law, even have a different character and everything.
Individuality is there when Bhagavad Gita Krishna says that the pundit sees everything as equal, samasarvesu bhuteshu. That means, and then of course, the elephant and the dog and the dog eater, etc., the Brahman are all equal. He sees one. And so it's not that he suddenly doesn't see forms at all or individuality of the jivas, but he understands their spiritual nature is quite different from their material bodies. And of course, spiritual nature is one in one sense, that even then, one sense means that they are spiritual entities. In that sense, all similar. Whereas the forms we see now, maybe an elephant and an ant, are quite different. So we see similarity there. At the same time, it does not mean absolute oneness. It means sama means or similarity there, not absolute oneness.
Again, there can be difference in the spiritual potential of each.
There is obviously, but there's also. One means to talk about spirits, so of course they only have different forms in the spiritual world also, and different desires. That is there. But at least, as far as they're not extremely different as in terms of material bodies.
In spiritual goddess need, there's always difference, higher and lower, inferior and superior. Because you can't just take everything as one. Even in spiritual world you have similarity.
So there is not absolute oneness. There's always variety, because the jiva means individual. Each individual is different. So there must be variety automatically. Infinite number of jivas, these jivas and individuals, so there must be difference.
निरंतरा श्री श्री श्रीमद भागवतम की
जय श्रीमद बंदना की जय निर्विशेष श्री श्री श्रीमद भागवतम की जय सर्वोच्च नंदे जय